The All-California World Series is heading to San Francisco with the Anaheim Angels and San Francisco Giants tied at a game apiece. Last night in Anaheim, the Angels won a dramatic contest, 11-10, to even the series. From Anaheim, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Before yesterday's game, I got an exclusive interview with Ortiz. Okay, so it wasn't San Francisco starting pitcher Russ Ortiz, but it was his older brother, Shad. Shad and a group of intrepid San Francisco fans were having a tailgate party in the parking lot of Anaheim's Edison Field. Moments before a group of Angels fans sprayed silly string on Shad and his buddies, he sounded confident that his little brother, Russ, was going to help stake the Giants to a 2-0 lead in the World Series.
Well, he's excited. He's ready.
But from the moment the game started, the Angels definitely were readier than Russ. Not a good night for the Ortiz family. First, Shad got the silly string treatment. Then Russ got even less respect from the Anaheim batters, to the absolute delight of the Edison Field crowd. The Angels uncorked another one of their trademark explosion innings, lasting 6 hits for 5 runs in the bottom of the first. But for all those who said the game was over at that point, they obviously didn't know the Angels as well as Anaheim shortstop David Eckstein.
We never do anything easy, and we knew that the Giants have a great ball club and it's going to be coming down to the wire.
Sure enough, the Giants scored 4 runs right after the Angels scored their 5, and the game went back and forth until it was tied 9-all after 6 innings. Then it became one of those classic World Series contests where you know there's going to be a hero, but who will it be?
You know, I mean, that's something, you know, I've been dreaming about doing for a long time and watching it being done from my couch.
But Anaheim right fielder Tim Salmon finally was that hero. In the bottom of the 8th inning, he hit his 2nd home run of the night, this one an effortless game winner.
I know with me, I don't hit home runs when I go up there trying to hit them, and typically they come when in a situation like that, when you're just, you know, you're not trying to do too much with the ball and just get a base hit.
There was a symmetry to Anaheim's victory in that the stars of the game were the most veteran Angel, Salmon, and the youngest, Francisco Rodriguez, a 20-year-old Venezuelan pitcher who goes by the nickname Frankie. Get to know this name, because insiders say in 10 years, he may be one of the greatest who ever threw a baseball. He watched last year's World Series with his grandparents, who raised him after his parents abandoned him as an infant. He began this year in the minor leagues, and after 3 blazing innings of relief pitching last night, he earned his 5th victory in the playoffs, tying him with Arizona veteran Randy Johnson. His teammates and opponents are breathless in their praise for this phenom. He is absolutely cool about it all. Listen to Frankie describe facing the Giants' Barry Bonds last night, one of the greatest home run hitters ever.
It's like another player for me. You know, I don't think about, oh, Barry Bonds is one of the best hitters.
Rodriguez got Bonds to ground out during their 1 confrontation last night. Upset, perhaps, that a kid 18 years younger got the better of him, Bonds hit a towering home run in his last at-bat to get the Giants within a run of Anaheim. But it wasn't enough, and now Bonds and his Giants will try to swing back the momentum as the series heads to San Francisco for the next 3 games. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Anaheim.